Welcome to the Eat and Elevate podcast. With I'm your host from coast to coast, coaching and collaborating, doing the most, chewing on topics guaranteed to feed, dedicated, motivated, so you succeed, in spirit, soul, and body that supersedes all fears and doubts that the devil brings, and we posting weekly to meet your needs. Welcome to today's episode. This episode will be a little different. Recently, in my quiet time with the Lord, and just in thinking about the times that we're in, as I do a pulse check, I just sense that we have gotten more disconnected than connected to what matters, to our source, which is the Father's heart. So this is what He wanted me to share with you today. He says to you, "Beloved, I so love you that I gave my one and only son for you. I did not send him to save animals, even though I love animals. I did not send him to save plant life, even though they too are part of my creation. I did not even send him to redeem fallen angelic beings who are now and will forever be unredeemable. No, I sent him to save you. My son came seeking you. He came and gave his life as a ransom for you. His bloody life for your life. A perfect sacrifice. He who knew no sin became your sin and purchased the redemption rights to your soul. That if you would believe in Jesus, and not with lip service, but really believe through your actions that he is my very own, who rose from the dead and is now interceding for your soul. If you would acknowledge that you need me, I will forgive your waywardness. Apart from me, you can do nothing, but with me, the unimaginable is possible. Why don't you believe me? Remember those times when I showed up for you when you were down and out and felt so defeated? I did that because I love you. But when you got the relief you needed, you forgot about me. You went back to business as usual, playing the whore with this idol and that idol. Blessings that I have given to you, you gave credit to your idols. You forgot that I am a jealous God and will not take a backseat to your idolatry. Do you not know that those who engage in such behavior will not inherit the kingdom of God? For my eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show myself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to me. Beloved, I love you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn thee, says the Lord. I have borne your griefs and carried your sorrows, yet you forgot when your enemy, the world, and your complicity with sin, that it was I that was wounded for your transgressions. It was I that was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement for your peace was upon me, and by these stripes you are healed. Beloved, I love you with an everlasting love, for I chasten and discipline those that I love. If I say I love you, yet not discipline you and allow you to continue down very dark paths, down very deep holes, into much sullen complacency, and never send you messengers, never send you messages, never direct you back to me, that would be abuse, and I am no abuser. I do not and will not force myself on anyone. I allow you to choose. So choose this day who you will serve. Will you serve me or your idols? What idols, you say? Your idols are anything and everything that you pursue, obey, and follow after more than you do me. I have placed before you death and life. Will you choose life with me? Life beside me and live for me? Or have you chosen death? You think that you are alive, but apart from me, you are dead. You have believed the serpent's lies when he hisses, "You will not surely die." Yet your desire for me is dead. Your reverence of me is dead. Conversation and dialogue with me, dead.
the purposes I placed in you, dead. The chapters written for you in my book, dead. Your joy, dead. You are a sliver of a shadow of your former self. You think being alive is going through daily motions. That's not being alive. You are the walking dead. I watch and wait to see if today is the day that my goodness leads you to repentance. Because even though I love you with an everlasting love, I cannot force you to do anything. You have free will, and your free will can lead you to repentance and getting in right relationship with me, or it can lead you to the devil's playground. For there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be eager and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. But you say in your heart, why would I be judged with the wicked? It is because of your rebelliousness, and your rebelliousness reveals your wickedness. Warning after warning I have sent you, yet you will not turn. You say, I'm good. Are you? Are you good with me? The one who gives you breath, the one who gives you life, the one who made the way for you to be with me eternally, are you good with me? Have you asked me? Beloved, I love you with an everlasting love, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. It is now minutes to midnight. Call to me, says the Lord, and come and pray with me, and I will hear you, and you shall search for me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will free you and gather you from all those places where riotous living, depression, pornography, chronic sickness, abuse, disease, molestation, trauma, rejection, abandonment, and unforgiveness has driven you, and I will bring you back from your places of exile. For I have made available to you the keys to the kingdom, that what you bind on earth is bound in heaven, what you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So repent, turn, and loose it from your soul, and I will forgive your iniquity, and your sin I will remember no more. See, I created you with authority to be a ruler as my personal visible representative on earth. I have given you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. From the beginning, you were made a little lower than the angels and was crowned with glory and honor. I made you to have dominion over the works of my hands, and I have put all things under your feet. Yet apart from me, you live beneath your privilege, your duty, and my provision. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. If you are under the sound of my voice and still listening, it is time for you to make a decision. We are in the valley of decision. Battle lines have been drawn. God is separating his sheep from the goats. You are either all the way in with the Lord or you are out. You are either with the Lord and his army or you are on the side of Satan and wickedness. And those of you in indecision have made your decision. Judgment is coming to the wicked, to wicked nations, to wicked leaders, and to wicked followers. But then revival is coming as well. So please pray with me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Have mercy upon us, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions, wash us thoroughly from our iniquity, and cleanse us from our sin. For we acknowledge our transgressions, and our sin is ever before us. Against you only have we sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make us to know wisdom. Purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from our sins, and blot out all our iniquities. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Do not cast us away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation, and uphold us by your generous spirit. It's in you that we move, breathe, and have our being. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So family, that's it for today. Please don't forget to share this episode with someone. Let me bless your life. So now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance towards you and give you his peace, his shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. God bless.
Until next time, thank you for hanging out and listening to the Eat and Elevate with Wanda podcast.